This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I've heard it before. Off we go! Dudes and dudettes. The Rob Brown Show back on the radio. It is the Fan Upstate. What's up, y'all? How's everybody? Across the beautiful upstate of lovely South Carolina. Of course, all the way across these great United States and all around the world. We're live on 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and for free streaming all 4 hours, all 5 days of the week, except Friday when we're not here, so all 4 days this week, but all 5 days most weeks at thefanupstate.com and on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Grab it, put it on all your digital devices. You know what I got told the other day? That there is potentially a return and resurgence of the Ray Memorial Hotline, which, of course, it's called on this show, not anywhere else. But you know it. We know it. It's the Ray Memorial Hotline. I'm going right now to the Audacy app, which is free. You can download it from your app store. Grab it right now. And if you go to the Fan Upstate page on the Audacy app, just by searching the Fan Upstate, click the little heart icon to tell us just how much you love us. If you click that little button, it'll bring you to a page that if you're on the stream, it looks just like this, right, y'all? If you're not on the stream, don't worry. It pulls
except,
up a page.
Except for the green thing. Except my
two green. There's two of them now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A new one developed last night.
That's not good.
Nope. Really sucks. Now I in the 4 hours I have between the end of the show and the start of the next one, I'm probably going to go end up paying like,
what happens if it becomes a grid?
I don't know is the answer.
Would you get scared?
Can't let that happen. I bought this phone the day of the wedding last year, so this phone's not even a half a year old, and already I got green Star Wars laser lines on it. Whatever.
How many times have you dropped it?
Not enough for this to happen.
Okay.
And I bought from the store a $100 case that I was told would prevent this from happening.
That was a good move on your part.
Bro. Yeah, clearly not. So, if you go to the Fan Upstate page on the Audacy app, and ladies and gentlemen, I've decided we're bringing it back. The Ray Memorial Hotline is back. Go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. It is free. You're welcome. Download it and go search and subscribe to the Fan Upstate. Click the little heart icon, and once you do, it's going to bring you to our page. Now, there's a bunch that is here on the page. It's pretty spectacular. For instance, you can go find featured clips from the Fan Upstate, which have some highlights of the various shows. You can go find full episodes from the Fan Upstate, which have some interesting stuff. And then you can go down to the bottom where it says featured shows. And right there, look, there's the Rob Brown Show and Wire to Wire and Saturday Morning Scramble, our local shows. You can click on that. And when you do, it's going to bring you to the podcast section, which has every hour of every show that we do, and Lonzo's here, uploaded for your immediate self-gratification. And there is nothing more than we love on this show than a little self-gratification every now and then. All right? You go home, you light a candle, you pour a glass of wine, you sit around, you self-gratify by listening to the Rob Brown Show. You're welcome. And then at the top of that page, there's two buttons. One says listen live. And if you click that button, you will, and this is true, listen live to the show as we're doing it, like right now, in real time. And next to that is another button that says send a voice message. I would like for you to click that button. I would like for you to leave a voice message, because when you do, it's going to come right to my laptop. I'm going to be able to download whatever words you say. And when I say whatever words you say, I mean whatever words you say. So at any time, day or night, 24/7, 365 days a year, you can go to the Odyssey app. You can go to the Fan Upstate page. You can click on the leave a voice, a voice message button. And when you do, it's coming straight to me. And I don't care what time of day, what day of week, what week of month, what month of year it is. You go to the Odyssey app. It can be 3 in the morning. It can be 3 in the afternoon. It can be 2 in the morning. It can be 2 at night. It doesn't matter to me. Go there, click the button, leave a message. And if you want to say some words, because I got a button in case you say a word. I will. Now, if you leave me one that's like, you know, like that, it might take me a little while to get to it because I got to go clean it up and edit so that Lonzo doesn't have a heart attack.
You know who you are. Yeah.
But genuinely, and I mean this, leave a voice message about anything you want. And if it's good, I will play it on the air. I do not care about your salty language, you sea dog, you. Say what you want. I don't care. It's your show as much as it's my show. Go to the Odyssey app, AUDACY. It is free. Download it. Put it on your digital devices, go to the Fan Upstate page, heart it, subscribe to it, and use the leave a voice message button to leave a voice message on the Ray Memorial Hotline. I expect you to do this. I want you to do this. Make this a thing. I tried to make it a thing once before. You guys were like, nah, hot, cold. Like every now and then I show up and have like 6, 7 of them, and then we go a day or two without them. I asked for this to make its return, and I did it for you, okay? Because they were like, well, what if we did a thing where, like, people could, call a phone number and leave a message and go to this and voicemails? And then I was like, dude, we have a thing. It's on the Odyssey app. It's just a button. It's literally one button. You get 60 seconds. So go to the Odyssey app, click on the leave a voice note button, leave us a voice note. I'll play them on the show. Also, listen now, because you have 55 and a half minutes until you got, 53 and a half minutes, math's hard, before you got to get to the office. And when you get to the office, we all know what you're going to be doing. You're going to be talking sports. You got to know what's going on in the world of sports. You don't want to go in and sound like an idiot because you weren't paying attention. So don't worry. Lonzo and I got you covered, because every morning at 7 o'clock or 6 minutes and 51 seconds after it, we do this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top 3 sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports this glorious, glorious Tuesday morning. When you do, this is what you are going to be talking about. Allow us to dive right in with item number 1. Yes, it is a Water Cooler Cheat Sheet item. Yes, I am quite excited about it. And I'll tell you why I'm excited about the WNBA All-Star Game. It is for a couple of reasons. The very first reason that I am excited about the WNBA All-Star Game is this. If you have griped over the past few years about the fact that the men's NBA All-Star Game doesn't have real competition in it, they don't play defense, they don't care, yada, 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 that's all fine. I don't disagree with you. Actually, quite the opposite. I do disagree with you. Now, I don't hate it, because at the end of the day, I'll watch anything that puts freaks of nature doing freaks of nature thing that I cannot even begin to imagine to be capable of doing on my television. I'm all in. But, yeah, I kind of like to watch them play basketball as they are basketball players. I don't think you're going to see that in the WNBA All-Star Game. I think that, and I will give them credit for this, while I may not agree with everything that every player has said, while I may not agree with the strategy that a lot of them have taken in order to grow a game that I am trying to help grow, especially here in basketball country, especially being so close to the University of South Carolina and all they have done on that side of growing the game of women's basketball. While I may not have agreed with every strategy they have taken, I will say this. I have yet to tune in to a WNBA game. And I watch a bunch because they're on when I'm doing my show on Saturdays. If I'm sitting at the crib watching the Braves on the big TV at night, I'll pop it on over and watch the Dream, watch the Fever, watch the Sky, watch the Liberty, watch the Aces, whomst ever. I will give them this. There ain't been a game yet where I've looked and said, this team's taking it easy. There is not a game yet that I've looked over and said, oh, they're slouching. Oh, they're off their game. Oh, they're not. There's no lack of effort games. And I think the WNBA All-Star game is the same. They announced the starters yesterday. Number one overall draft pick, Paige Beckers, will be a starter. Will join captains Caitlin Clark and Nafisa Collier in Indianapolis on July 19th. Beckers will be the sixth number one pick to start the All-Star game as a rookie, joining Caitlin Clark in 2024, Aaliyah Boston, former Gamecock, Maya Moore, Sue Bird, and Shamika Holdsclaw, the starters picked from across the WNBA without regard to conference affiliation. Players and media join fans in selecting the starters. Fan voting accounted for 50%, the players 25%, the media 25%. Beckers received the sixth most votes from fans, with second in voting for guards behind only Caitlin Clark. She is the only first-year All-Star in the starting pool, 11th in the league in points, 6th in assists, and leads rookies in both categories. She is also the first rookie in Dallas Wings history to start the All-Star game. They have sent two others, Cheryl Ford and Liz Cambage, two other legends of the game as All-Stars, but none to start. Also announced as starters, Asia Wilson, former South Carolina Gamecock, is in that mix. Aaliyah Boston, former South Carolina Gamecock, is in that mix. They'll be joined by Brianna Stewart, Anika Ogwumike. Where's my other list? There it is. Sabrina Ionescu. I knew that. Alicia Gray and Satu Sabali completing the front court. Kelsey Mitchell and Angel Reese both missed the All-Star starters list, finishing 5th and 7th at their positions. 12 reserves will be announced on Sunday. Now, that was not the only news out of the Dub yesterday. We also found out that the WNBA is expanding to 18 teams over the next 5 years, with Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia all joining the league by 2030. Cleveland will begin in 2028, Detroit in 2029, Philadelphia in 2030. We already know that Toronto and Portland will enter the league next year. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert said, quote, the demand for women's basketball has never been higher. We are thrilled to welcome Cleveland, Detroit, and Philly to the WNBA family. This historic expansion is a powerful reflection of our league's extraordinary momentum, the depth of talent across the game, and the surging demand for investment in women's professional basketball. Look, you don't have business owners adding 5 teams to the league over 5 years if there's not a demand for it, okay? Because the one spot, and we've said this before, you can say whatever you want about companies being woke or companies being too open about their politics or whatever. At the end of the day, there is one truth and one truth alone in corporate America, in late-stage capitalism. There ain't but one thing that matters. Dollar bills, y'all. The bottom line, y'all. And whether it is because it is subsidized by the NBA or not is irrelevant. Whether it is because of exclusively Caitlin Clark or not is irrelevant. What matters is there are clearly some folks out there that feel like investing in women's hoops right now is the right thing to do. And the more teams you have, the more you put into women's basketball, do you know what happens? You start finding more Caitlin Clarks. Young ladies who maybe have never played the game, maybe never had an opportunity, it was never really extended to them. Now they got folks to look up to. They got women that go, oh, I want to be Caitlin Clark. I want to be Angel Reese. I want to be Aaliyah Boston. I want to be Asia Wilson. I want to be Dawn Staley. I want to be. Now they want to play. And would you look at that? All of a sudden, I think you're going to start seeing more Paige Beckers pop up. You're going to see more Caitlin Clark. You're going to see more of these players who would otherwise never have been exposed to basketball, because why would they? There's nobody for me to reflect on, see myself in, want to be like them. Now there is. And if businesses are saying there's enough to justify 5 teams over 5 years, I'm in. I like it. Item number 2. I don't know how many of these we're going to run through. And we are going to talk about a lot more of them later as the show rolls on. But the NBA free agency period opened up yesterday. Michael Porter Jr. is out at Denver. He is on his way out to Brooklyn in return for Cam Johnson. This trade's interesting because you basically get Cam Johnson, who is a younger Michael Porter Jr., and honestly, probably a better defender and shooter, which is the two things that down the stretch, Denver could not put around Nikola Jokic. Now you got that. And oh, by the way, saving you about $25 million. Going to get Denver under the luxury tax. Why this move in this spot? The answer is twofold. Number one, I think as we got deeper into the postseason, it became more and more obvious to me that the rest of the Nuggets were kind of frustrated with Michael Porter Jr. Like he just wasn't getting it done. And we talked about the fact that the other day, the GM of the Nuggets came out and said, there is a nightmare scenario where if we cannot get under the second apron, and I'm going to keep it a buck, I've learned more about the apron system in the last 2 days than I ever cared to learn about. But if we can't get under that second apron, which is going to cost us a lot of money, you know, Boston Celtics right now are on the hook for about $500,000 in luxury tax and apron fees if they can't get that number down, which is why I think Derek White's gone. That's why they got rid of Porzingis, whatever. This gets Denver back under that number, which allows them to keep Nikola Jokic. Because there was a nightmare scenario where if nobody would take any of their guys and they couldn't trade them for cheaper salaries and build younger, that they would have had to just let Nikola Jokic. Can you imagine what happens in Denver if the Nuggets just let Jokic walk? Riots! Riots! They'd be like, whoa, is Nico running this team? Absolutely not. The Mavs also agreed to a $13 million deal with D'Angelo Russell, the former L.A. Laker. Brook Lopez signing a two-year $18 million deal with the Clippers. The Clippers also got James Harden to sign on a two-year $81 million over 2 years. Like, James Harden can still ball. I'm not arguing with that, but like, and you made the playoffs last year, so I guess congrats on that. But is anybody looking at James Harden and going, that's an $81 million, $40-plus million a year, dude?
Apparently, that is the market.
I mean, the market's whatever somebody's going to pay.
Right.
But I would also argue that, the market's whatever somebody's willing to pay. If you pay 81 and nobody else was willing to pay 40, you overpaid. Even if that's what you're willing to pay, you still overpaid for a cat, right?
Which team did better, Houston or Dallas?
Houston. Houston did better. I don't even hate what Dallas did yesterday. I thought they made some noise. And we're going to talk a lot more about some of the individual teams and how this impacts next season, whatever. I really like what Houston did yesterday a couple of days after signing off on the Kevin Durant addition with the trade for the Suns. By the way, if I'm a Suns dude, I'm packing everything to the back of the closet. Like, honestly, this is not a joke. They have the book. And I feel worse about the Suns than I feel about the Pelicans today. And y'all know how I feel about my Pelicans. I hate them. They make me sad all the time. They did get Kayvon Looney yesterday up out of Golden State. All right, we'll go through some more of the moves. There's like 1,000 of them to get to. So we'll circle back around to that later on in the show. Let's get to item number 3. I don't really know where to go with this one. We got WNBA All-Stars in expansion. You know, I don't know that the trade yesterday between Pittsburgh and Miami is necessarily like a water cooler cheat sheet option. Like, it's a big trade. But also, I don't think it does anything to help either team. You traded two defensive backs. Yeah, Jalen Ramsey's a little bit better than Minka Fitzpatrick. It's you got to shift things up a little bit. Yeah, that's a good addition to the city. Does that make the Steelers, like, are they now suddenly, like, stalwart defenders? No. Like, they're the same team today that they were yesterday, maybe slightly better. Like, their Madden DB group ratings going from, like, a, you know, 78 to an 80. Good ad.
I am so shocked that people haven't cooked up. It's because Aaron Rodgers didn't like one guy or like the other guy.
No, this has nothing to do with him.
I know, which is cool, because usually it doesn't. But it's usually, okay, how do we make this more interesting? Oh, well, Aaron Rodgers didn't like the guy.
This 100% has to do with the fact that Jalen Ramsey's a hothead. Jalen Ramsey had gotten tired of Miami, because that's what he does. He goes to L.A., he gets run out of there, he goes to Miami, gets run out of there. He's a hothead. They got tired. I guess this is item number 3 now. Item number 3, Steelers trade Minka Fitzpatrick down to Miami in return for Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, and they are going to switch their 7th and 5th round draft picks in, I think, 2027. I don't think the Steelers are a better football team today than they were yesterday. I think they have a slightly better defensive backfield, but here's the thing. Theory, do you agree with or not agree with? They got Aaron Rodgers for 1 year. He's all but confirmed that, if you believe him. Aaron Rodgers has been maybe not the most honest, or let's just give him credit and say he's changed his mind about a lot he said over the years. This feels to me Like the Steelers are pushing all the chips and saying we're going all in. We got 1 year with Aaron Rodgers. We got one shot. We're going all in on this year. We're going to give you Minka Fitzpatrick, who we had on a great deal. We're going to bring Jalen Ramsey over. We're going to give him $1.5 million raise. You traded a guy who's been a stalwart of your defense for a very long time now. You added the guys Rodgers. What, like, this feels like it is an all or nothing play by the Steelers to get themselves up there with the Ravens for the top of the division.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying anything's wrong with
it. Okay, because I agree. That's what I think it is.
Here's my question.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I agree with you. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Here's my question. If it doesn't work, is the Tomlin era over?
No.
See, I don't know that I believe
still,
that anymore.
They'll still make the playoffs.
I think that. See, that's the thing. I don't know that they do this year because I think the AFC is stacked. I don't think they do.
It was stacked last year and the year before.
I mean, it's a
very tough division.
I don't think 9 wins. And if it gets you in, and let's say the Steelers get in, but they lose in round one again, that's the same outcome to me as not making it at all. If they wild card in and they lose in the first round, that's the same as not going. Is the Tomlin era over if the Steelers don't win a playoff game this year? We'll talk more NFL as the show rolls on. We'll get to those NBA trade deadlines and more. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Down, 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 down. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, Rob Brown, the Great Malonzo, and you. Be a part of the show, 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. All right, a couple of quick things that I wanted to get to here on the radio program. Before we move on, the first is a text we got earlier. I was talking in the first hour of the show about the fact that LeBron James signed a one-year player option with the LA Lakers. He had the final year of his contract is this year. He had it as a player option, which means that he could have decided, should I stay or should I go now? And he decides he's going to stay one more year. But there's a little drama attached to it. That drama is that the only person from the Lakers camp, unless something changed overnight, but I didn't see anything this morning. I was in bed at like 9 o'clock last night. It was like one of those things that you're like, I'm laying in bed and I'm like, God, I hate being in bed this early. But at the same time, I was like, I don't hate being in bed this early. Anyway, I'm in bed last night and I'm kind of following up on everything. And I thought about the LeBron thing, the Laker thing, because I said it on You Better You Bet, which I'm hosting all week on the BetMGM network. I said, you know what I find the most interesting of all of this is the fact that LeBron James, the I don't know, most visible non-soccer player athlete on planet Earth, and I got to keep it a buck. It's hard for me to think that there's anybody else. I think he's more visible than Steph. I think he's and basketball is the second biggest sport on the face of the planet outside of soccer. At least that America is, you know, in any way, shape, or form related to. So, LeBron James gets his one-year player option. He picks it up to stay with the Lakers. LeBron doesn't say anything. And good gosh almighty, the man's on a new podcast every 15 minutes. LeBron loves saying some stuff about LeBron, don't he? I'm a LeBron guy. I'm a Bron stan. But Bron has never shied away from a microphone. I'm not saying that's bad. Neither do I. I was on, I think, with interviews and hosting. I was on 6 different shows this weekend. The wife was real frustrated. I get it.
Just say no.
I can't. I'm an addict. What do you want? Hi, my name is Rob Brown. I'm a microphone-aholic. It's been 10 minutes since my last microphone. I said this on that show, and then I really started thinking about it last night. It is very interesting to me that LeBron has done every podcast in America at this point, I think, except mine. James didn't find a mic to talk about his picking up of the player extension. The Lakers, and I understand that there's new ownership in town. The guy that owns the Dodgers now also owns the Lakers. God, must be nice. But let's also keep, they kept Rob Pelinka on. They kept Jeannie Buss on. She's going to be the, you know, VP of basketball operations or whatever. They kept the staff that worked ever so hard, not that hard at all, actually, to get LeBron to Los Angeles, to make LeBron the face of Los Lakers, to make LeBron the face of L.A., to make LeBron the face of the NBA and make sure he's wearing a Lakers jersey while he is. No comment from them. They didn't say, oh, we're so happy. We're glad to have Bron back. And, oh, this is his franchise. We're committed to winning a championship with him. Like, nothing, not at all. The only guy who had anything to say about it was LeBron's agent, Rich Paul. And he really just kind of said two things. He said, number one, Bron wants to play for a championship next year, and he expects the Lakers to have that same commitment. Basically, it sounded to me like he was saying, build a team around him or he's gone. Now, he did say about his longevity that we picked up the player option because, and I'm paraphrasing, not quoting, but it's pretty close. He said, we picked up the player option because it's a one-year deal. And we don't know what's going to be left in Bron after this year. Maybe he'll do one more and decide he wants to run it back. Maybe he'll decide he's done. I don't know. He don't know. We'll see. A lot of people took that as, yeah, Bron plays one more and championship, no championship, he retires. I took that as, hey, Lake Show, if you guys don't build a team that at least competes for a natty. If you don't give me something that at least competes for a natty, LeBron will up and take his talents to somewhere else, anywhere else.
Would you rather him say, hey, this is my last year, I am retiring after this year, and him having the farewell tour?
I don't know that I care.
It works for some people. For him, it would be a major deal if he did it.
I do. I think that. And I want to be clear. I don't know LeBron. I ain't had this conversation with him. I'll text him later in the day, see if he picks up. I don't think necessarily LeBron thinks LeBron's going to do one more year and go. Right? Because I also think that, say whatever you want. And again, I am a fan. I am a stan. Whatever you kids are calling us nowadays. I am a LeBron James guy. I have no issues with LeBron. I think he's the greatest basketball player I've ever watched play from an all-around overall sense. LeBron is also a bit of a attention, you know the second word. Am I allowed to say that word?
There are other ways to say it.
I know, but like that's the impactful one. That's the one that's like, bang, he said that.
For you.
Yeah. He's an attention lady of the night. See, it doesn't have the same pizzazz, the same pop to it. Didn't really have. He's an attention hoe. Like that doesn't carry the weight.
I think that's very effective. Attention hoe. That works for me because you've got most of the word in there. So
you all know the word that I'm going with here. It starts with a W. Oh, 2-1 on a Tuesday.
No, I had
two yesterday.
No, well, I thought that was last week. Well, I won last week. So.
Oh, did I have none yesterday? And we're now it's
0-1. Yeah, yeah. You just
okay. So I took an L last week, but yeah, I'm on the leaderboard this week.
It was 2-0.
Clubhouse leader to end Tuesday. I like that.
Yeah, on a short week too.
Oh yeah, that's true. So LeBron James is an attention hoe, or you could call him something else. That was really good. I'm proud of myself right there. I came up with that on the fly. I'm pretty proud of that. He's that. LeBron's not afraid of getting some attention. So the fact that LeBron is, and again, perhaps this changes. We got, six more days until the NBA regular season starts back up, I think. As we work our way towards the NBA regular season, perhaps this changes. But it just feels to me like LeBron's the type of dude that if he knows going into a year, this is it, he's going to say this is it. So he can have his retirement tour. Because, and again, different guy, different attitude, different mentality, but it's LeBron. Kobe said this is it. And Kobe did his retirement tour. And there was a lot more going on with Kobe with the Achilles injury late in his career, and then, the Lakers sucked for a while.
They let him get like 55 points because they knew it was his last year.
Yeah,
there was stuff like that.
I don't think anybody let him do a
Come
damn
on.
Thing.
Come on.
I think Kobe went out there and said, we're not winning a title. I'm going for 80. I think there were probably a couple of games where maybe he got a little extra step or two. But I also think Kobe Bryant had plenty of 60-point games in his career to say, like, the last couple were an anomaly. Blah, 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 whatever. And even if that's the case, if you're LeBron and you want to check your title and you think people are going to give you the Kobe farewell of, like, yeah, we don't care if you put 50 on us up here at MSG because, you know, respect to the king or whatever, I say that. But LeBron has said nothing about retirement. He said nothing about walking away. And I think he's absolutely the type of dude, and I don't have an issue with this, I think he's absolutely the type of dude that is going to want his farewell tour. When he comes to Charlotte, North Carolina for the last time to play the Buzz, I think he wants that building sold out. Because it's going to, if nothing else, give him that phenomenal send-off into broadcasting, which I assume is where he's going next. He wants to be able to have that image of like every NBA arena filled up to the brim and they're all there to see the king one last time. And he said none of that. He said nothing. The Lakers have said nothing. All he said is, we signed a one-year deal because it's the same as a one-year contract, which does not say one-year contract, then I retire. Just says one-year contract, which means I very much think with the new ownership, and oh, by the way, keep in mind, this is the ownership that runs the Dodgers. The Dodgers that we have talked about, the fact that they have $1 billion in deferred payments for the LA Dodger payroll. They have a billy on the books for players. If I'm LeBron, I'm going to look at that and go, I'm going to assume now that you have purchased the Lakers for $10 billion and you're paying $1 billion, 10% of that to just players in the Dodgers organization, money's no object. And if money's no object, I expect you to go get a team that can compete. Bleep the luxury tax, bleep the first apron, bleep the second apron, bleep your mama's kitchen apron, bleep the apron at a NASCAR race. I was running out of aprons. You get the point. Bleep all them aprons. Go get me a team that can compete. Because if you don't, I will take my talents too. South Beach, Cleveland one more time again, whatever. Texture said, I'm not a LeBron guy, Rob, by any means, but I wanted to say he is tainting his legacy with his actions and demands. Is it tainting your legacy to say, I want to win a championship? I disagree with you, Texture. Like, to say, I want a good team. I want to compete. You know what other player I expect to say that in the NBA? All of them! I expect every player to feel that way. Texture said LeBron did that, so if he gets traded, he won't be called a team hopper. I don't think he cares about that anymore, do you? Or else he wouldn't have said all that. I don't know. Kevin says that. Appreciate that text, Kevin. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It is the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. We are kind of all over the place. Talking a lot of NBA this morning as NBA free agency fired up yesterday. But let's do a little college football here on the radio program. I did not get the memo yesterday. I didn't get the email. I guess I've been taken off the group text. I should text back more often. I guess they removed me from all of the as Lonzo points out, all of us in the major sports media sphere, we're all on one big group text. We get our marching orders every morning to say, here's your takes, here's your reasons, and if your producer disagrees with you, make sure that you get after him this morning. And
well, who's the producer? Yeah. I'd like to meet the guy.
I'm trying to make a funny here, man.
Okay.
Trying to make an obviously demeaning me?
I mean, you know, fine.
Trying to make an obviously
false
joke. Just
because you got kicked out of the media society.
I guess I did.
And had to take your skull and crossbone equivalent ring off. I don't know what it is for media. I guess it has a microphone on it. I don't know. It's because of all that, so you got to demean me. It's not my fault.
What did you do
to get kicked out?
That's the question. Actually, I do know. I think I do know what it is. And I'm going to do it again in the next hour of the show. I am going to suggest a change for the All-Star voting for Major League Baseball's All-Star game, because it is, and I'm going to say this, it's my favorite All-Star game. I love the NBA All-Star game, but it's not basketball. The Pro Bowl, sure, super fun. Freaks of nature doing freaks of nature things, even if it's flag. Is it entertaining? Yes. Is it football? No, it's not. MLB's All-Star game is the one All-Star game that, yes, pitchers are only throwing an inning, guys are only coming up for one, maybe two at-bats in a game, but I will also say this. Tune into that All-Star game on July, 15th, 16th this year?
I just want to know that you said July.
July. It's because I had to cut so many commercials yesterday for SEC Media Days, ACC Media Days, and it got to the point that I was reading the word July so many times that I started pronouncing it like
July.
July. Well, first it was, join us on the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th of July. And then I'm like, you can't have like your official radio voice, like, join us the 14th of July. You got to be like, join us the 14th of July. Because that's the radio.
Why is July creeping in there?
I don't know.
I got a theory, but.
It's my wife.
Yeah, that was my theory.
I know. It's exactly. And that's probably what it is, because she's got a little bit of that Anderson County in her. And it comes out every now and then. When she talks to her mama on the phone, it starts to come out. It'll start to. And the longer she's on the phone, it'll creep out a little bit more. And then, you know, I'll hear, well, mama, what are you doing on the 4th of July? And it's like, no. I love my wife more than any of y'all. Always will. Babe, you do know you just said July, right? She's like, shut up, which is a fair response. So the media text thread, which I guess I've been muted from. Yesterday, I was supposed to send out a top 10 list of some type. What'd I say? This week, next week, hashtag peak off season. It is ranking season here in the sports media world. This is the period of time where you rank things. We are going to see people over the next couple of weeks that are going to, by the way, Cole and Diesel out on vacation all week. Great week to take a week-long vacation if you're the boys.
Except we're not doing it because Rob doesn't like fun.
No, Rob does love fun.
I just want to point out how we have no sports, so people are talking about things because they miss sports.
No, instead of going, let's
have the top 10 Clemson uniforms of all time. Why not? Here's all orange and they're all ugly, but someone can tell you the difference.
Here's why. Because we have stuff happening. I got golf, I got NASCAR, I got tennis, I got soccer, I got a huge international tournament happening right now. There's a game 2 hours up the road in Charlotte, North Carolina. We got a game coming to Atlanta. We got a big soccer tournament. We got the World Cup a year away from now. We got NBA free agency yesterday. I got all of Major League Baseball left ahead of us. And the Rob Brown Show is a sports show that is in all the sports show. So if you're looking for what's your favorite uniform combination, this ain't the show for you, bud. Never has been, never will be.
I just think we could have a lot of fun with that. Didn't say we'd be serious about it, but we could have a lot of fun with it.
I mean, we can have a lot of fun with anything. It's part of the appeal of this show to the 17 people who find that appealing. I'm going to go ahead and warn you now. I'm not talking about it right now because there's 300 people competing at Wimbledon, but next week when we get to the quarters and the semis and the finals on the men's and the gentlemen's and the women's side at Wimbledon, probably going to talk a little tennis with you too, because it's in all the sports show.
You know, some Americans that make it.
Or just Yannick Whatabute Skinner just keeps kicking everybody's ass.
You keep talking about how you missed out on this thing. Are you going to talk about the thing, or are you just going to talk about missing out on the thing?
Well, I'm going to talk about the thing.
Well, I sent you the thing, by the way.
I was going to give you credit for sending one of the things that I got yesterday. Yeah. And I do want to point out, I was getting there. Okay? So, here's one of the ranks, things that people ranked yesterday. Josh Pate put out his list of top 10 regular season games upcoming. Here's the list. At number 10, I don't know that this is the one that I would put here, but I also understand why he did it. I'll get to that in a minute. And number 10, the University of South Carolina Gamecocks on the road at the Fighting Lane Kiffins of Ole Miss. The Running Rebels at the crib in Oxford, Mississippi, hosting Shano and his Fighting Chickens down there in the Grove. Can I ask you a question, Mr. Pate? And I think I know the answer already, so I'll make the assumption, and we'll see if he clarifies on this later. But how is Carolina at Ole Miss on this list, but South Carolina Clemson isn't? Now, I think
it's a foregone conclusion that South Carolina is going to beat Clemson again, so you don't need to put it on the list.
No, it's not. I appreciate you trolling. I'm going to hype that game up. I'm not going to poo-poo that game and try to make it sound now like it's not going to matter then. It is. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said this once and I'll say it again. I think that game is going to be, and I mean this, perhaps the most important addition. And it's a speculation and it is way too bleeping early. But it is speculation.
2 weeks away from media day.
This game is 10 months from now. Uh-huh. It is too early to speculate what's going to happen in week 14.
You just complained an hour ago that yesterday was the first of the year.
Okay,
so
break that game down for me in week 14.
In week 14? Uh-huh. Okay. They're both healthy. We're going in undefeated South Carolina going up against undefeated Clemson. A lot on the line there. South Carolina's got a chance to actually compete for the SEC championship. Clemson's going to win the ACC championship because they almost always do that. It's going to come down to the wire. Lenore Sellers runs for 95 yards, scores a touchdown. South Carolina wins the SEC.
Fine there. Speculation. There, and you, about 10 things that could go different between here and week 14.
You're right, but you could have said something different and you would have been right.
Right.
But do you expect me to say nothing? Probably. But I gave you a breakdown of the game.
No.
Unfortunately, Clemson's defense got run all over the place if you're a Clemson fan. But they still were able to stay in the game because Kate Klubnik finally lived up to what people thought, the hype. And this is two Heisman Trophy guys that are going to New York the next week.
So the take here is it is too early to speculate what is going to be on the line in week 14 when we are 2 weeks from media day. The point that I'm making here, however, is if I was going to draw up a little speculation about what is the highest that could be on the line for this game, here's what I come up with. What I think the highest that can be on the line for this game is South Carolina competing for one of the last two or three playoff spots. Because I think there's L's in there. And that's not to say South Carolina is going to be the best version that the Gamecocks have been in a very long time. And I think they're well on the way.
They're undefeated right now at this point. So I don't know why you're doing all this naysaying.
Because I am for real and not an idealist who just goes, okay. We're the best we're going to beat everybody, Paul!
All right. All you fans out there, I represent you.
Here's why.
Realist over there.
LSU is a better football team than South Carolina this year.
We'll find out. What if Clemson beats them?
They'll make them less of a great football team. Clemson is not just a front runner for the playoffs.
Clemson beats LSU. It gets in LSU's head, and they can't believe that they lost to Clemson. And then it's a downward spiral the rest of the season. They start losing games they shouldn't lose. And, so it's not that big of a deal at that point.
Or they beat them. LSU goes, damn, that sucks. Rebound. They go on a tear of 11-0 and win the SEC West.
By the way, everything I'm doing makes me qualified to do a preseason poll.
I will do a preseason poll at SEC Media Days in 2 weeks live in Atlanta, Georgia at the College Football Hall of Fame.
Right. We're all qualified to do a preseason poll. Don't nobody know. The teams that are good usually are probably going to be good again.
So, wow. I don't understand why South Carolina Ole Miss thinks the list and South Carolina Clemson doesn't. I have one bit of speculation here, which is the fact that Josh Pate also has two, not one, but two Clemson games on this list. At number 9, he has Clemson at Georgia Tech. Why is that one interesting? Because of what happened last year, a year in which Georgia Tech was giving Clemson all kinds of heck for a whole long time in that game, and it took Clemson all the way till the fourth quarter. I remember that game very well. I was watching it at Warehouse at Vaughn's with a couple of Clemson fans who were very rowdy and doing shots off the shot wheel earlier, and then the fun got progressively less and less and less as that game went on. I am very high on Brent Key, the head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. I actually like the direction. Now, Georgia Tech has challenges there in Atlanta that other schools do not have. They are not just wedged directly in the middle of SEC territory, but they are wedged directly in the middle of SEC territory, just an hour and some change away from Athens, Georgia, which is the site of not only a repeated national champion attendant over the past few years, but also one of the teams that has buku NIL dollars to give out for years and years and years. It's going to be real tough to get a kid to come play at Bobby Dodd in the middle of Atlanta, Georgia, when Athens can call up pretty much anybody that they want out of the Peach State and say, hey, we have like a gazillion dollars if you'd like some of it. And they go, yes, please, go Dogs. Oof, 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 oof. But if anybody's going to be able to create that bulldog mentality for the non-Bulldogs, it is Brent Key at Georgia Tech. And with Haynes King coming back and the running game they have coming back, I do agree that this game carries more weight than any Clemson-Georgia Tech game of the last couple of years. So I get that that is there, but I also think Georgia Tech's a team that is going to lose some dumb games here and there because they are on their way, but they're not quite there yet. Clemson, South Carolina deserves to be on this list more than South. I would even bump both Clemson, Georgia Tech, and South Carolina, Ole Miss to put South Carolina, Clemson on this list. And that's not just because I'm blowing smoke because I live here. I'm saying I think South Carolina at that point could very well be fighting for that 9-3 mark. There is a chance that I do not think is unrealistic that South Carolina is looking for a 10-2 season and they will need to beat Clemson to get there. But I think 9-3 could make you the 12th seed. I think 10-2 you're in. I think 9-3 can make you a 12th seed. It could also be that you're 9-3 and you're in a swath of 9-3 teams. And like one or two of you go and two or three of you don't. And you're going to need a walk-off win, which also means, and I know this is going to feel weird, South Carolina fans, you ought to be pulling for Clemson to run the ACC because you want the undefeated version of them at the end of the year. I don't think you will be, with all due respect. I think you'll be fighting for 10-2. What I'll tell you I don't want is you're fighting for 9-3. I'd like you to be fighting for 10-2. 9-3 might still get you in, but yeah, it may become a must win. But you want that to be a resume builder. So I think that's on that list. I don't understand how in the world, great one, Ohio State, Texas is number 8 for Josh Pate. That's number 1 to me. And it's not even close. That is number 1. I got that at number 1, and I got LSU at Clemson at number 2 because that four national championship contenders.
You actually have a list then. I'm literally making up as I go. Okay, all right, fine.
Listen, I rank stuff all the time. What I'm not going to do is say, hey, I'm not going to talk about this flurry of NBA roster moves that changed the entire complexion of the league in one day. Oh, by the way, with four guys sitting out with Achilles injuries on contenders that aren't contenders anymore. Now guys are jockeying for position. To me, that's more important. But I also know it ain't exactly the vibe around here all the time. Yeah, so I'm addressing this.
Because what you're doing now is a lot of fun. The other stuff is news.
That's why I'm doing it.
And it needs to be talked about because it's definitely recent news. This is fun.
And not only am I doing it, I'm doing it in our busiest segment of the day. So with that being said, allow me to once again throw at you what I just threw at you. How is Texas at Ohio State? Arch Manning, probably Julian, saying you got two of the, not just two, you got the two shortest odds in America fighting for the national championship this year in week one. In Columbus.
Also, 1-2 in money spent, according to yesterday.
Everything is 1-2. Texas and Ohio State. They are playing in week bleeping one. I get that Ohio State Michigan's the rivalry. I get that it's the big house this year. I get da 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 da. Texas Ohio State is easily the most compelling game in college football week one. And if these two teams are what they are supposed to be, might be the most compelling game of all year. Until these teams meet up again in the national championship game, how is Texas Ohio State not your number one most compelling game, not just of week one,
talking about compelling,
of the season?
Compelling is Ohio State and that team up north because Ohio State hasn't been able to get past them recently. That's why it's more compelling.
Anybody think Michigan's a national championship contender this year? Anybody? Bueller?
Ohio State, Texas is probably the most impactful game, maybe.
I disagree. I would also point out that if I am the Buckeyes, I probably recognize that if I get by Texas in week number one, what else am I looking at the rest of the year after that? I got Texas in week one. Then I come up on Grambling State, Ohio, Washington, who ain't got Michael Penix Jr. no mo, Minnesota, Illinois. Illinois might be a little better this year. Hey, they ain't in that mix yet.
Yeah, every other year they are feisty.
You ready for the Buckeye schedule? Here it is. Texas, week one. Penn State, November 1st. Michigan, November 29th. And realistically, because I think 9-3 gets you in. Now, this won't happen because Big Ten. You could lose all three of those games and still be a playoff team as the 12th seed at 9-3. Really. Like Ohio State, I think, respectfully, has, if you win any two of those three games, you're going to the playoffs and you're probably going as a top half seed.
We'll see.
But
I hope we won't see.
Much like you said about LSU, or lose to Clemson, it all comes downhill. If Texas goes up to Ohio State and beats a dog snot out of them in Columbus, maybe we're talking about a different thing. But does that not make week one? I know it's the rivalry, but unless you're bought into that rivalry, Texas-Ohio State is the most compelling game of the year, and we get it right out of the gate.
But now you can have a loss and still make a playoff, so if you lose early, then that last game probably is more important, especially if you lose to Texas.
I mean, we're going to find out. All right, we'll talk more about this. We'll pick out some more games later on in the radio broadcast. We're not done with college football, and we might even grade another list. I'm going to give Josh Pate, who I very much like and respect, just so we're very clear on the record, I'm going to give him a B- on this list. Good content, wrong order. A-plus for the Sports Flash, though.
The NBA free agency period opened up last night. Amongst the moves made were Brook Lopez signing a two-year, $18 million deal with the Clippers, Lakers signing Jake LaRavia on a two-year, $12 million deal with the departure of Dorian Finney-Smith, who moved to Houston, a four-year, $53 million deal for him. Three-time champ Kevin Looney leaving Golden State to sign a two-year, $16 million deal with New Orleans. The Miami Dolphins and Pittsburgh Steelers made a huge trade yesterday with Miami sending defensive back Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith to Pittsburgh in return for defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick. Miami will also trade their seventh-round pick for Pittsburgh's fifth in the 2027 draft. Ramsey will get $1.5 million raise, as well as Fitzpatrick returns to the team that drafted him 11th overall. And the Atlanta Braves have a dozen games and 13 days left in the first half of the regular season. The first six begin tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.